I'm Haya Pinjwani. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on a statement from the Prince and Princess of Wales, who were revelations over Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, formerly Prince Andrew, following the latest release of the Epstein files.
Prince William and Princess Catherine have expressed concern for the victims of Jeffrey Epstein. Britain's most popular royals say they were appalled by the contents of the more than 3 million pages of documents released by the US Department of Justice. The statement from the palace says, "I can confirm the Prince and Princess of Wales have been deeply concerned by the continued revelations. Their thoughts remain focused on the victims." The former prince was stripped of his royal titles in October. The king last week forced Mountbatten Windsor to leave his long-time home at Royal Lodge near Windsor Castle. He's now living on the King's Sandringham estate in eastern England. Lawrence Brooks, London.
A running back has won Super Bowl MVP for the first time in 28 years. Correspondent Gavin Coolbaugh reports.
Seahawks running back Kenneth Walker was a consistent presence throughout in his team's 29-13 Super Bowl 60 win over New England. Walker rushed for 135 yards and totaled 161 yards from scrimmage to take home Super Bowl MVP honors.
If I would tell myself as a kid right now, I wouldn't have guessed that I would be the one to win an MVP. So this is a surreal moment, you know, and it doesn't happen without the guys in the locker room.
Walker is the first running back to win the award since Denver's Terrell Davis in 1998. Coach Mike McDonald's team held New England scoreless through three quarters before scoring 17 in the fourth.
They're a heck of an opponent, but we're really happy for our guys and the 12s in our community. Can't wait to bring the trophy back home.
Gethin Coolbaugh, Santa Clara, California.
Officials in Ukraine say Russian attacks in several areas killed at least 3 people and injured more than a dozen. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the U.S. gave Ukraine and Russia a June deadline to reach a peace deal. This is AP News. The U.S. said a Marine could not adopt an Afghan girl. Records show officials helped him get her anyway.
Thousands of pages of once-secret court documents show how federal officials and a Virginia court helped an American Marine adopt an Afghan war orphan in defiance of the U.S. government's official policy to unite the child with any remaining family. That family that now lives in Texas has been trying to get her back. The AP fought for 3 years to access the documents, which reveal how Marine Joshua Mast and his wife got to adopt the Afghan child. The records show the Virginia judge who granted the adoption skipped critical legal safeguards, and that some federal employees helped Mast take the child, even as others in their own agencies were trying to keep him away from her. She is 6 now and still lives with the Marine and his wife while the custody battle continues. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.